put in the post.
With a hammer.
And how were the posts put in the ground?
They used a post hole digger and then put them in and filled them with dirt and tamped them down.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever take a post and sharpen the end? And then?
Not to my knowledge. I suppose they did.
What did the farmers do with stones and rocks in the fields around here? Did they have any?
They gathered them up and sometimes made a fence out of them.
Was this just loose stones? Or?
Yes.
Uh-huh. When they made the fence, it was still loose.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's a good northern term.
What's that?
It was a stone fence.
Yeah. They probably had more stones up there than they do here.
When the dairy farmers milked, what would they get the milk in?
Buckets.
Would these be metal or?
Yes, metal.
And how about water? Oh, your dad, when he was a boy, what did he carry water in?
I'd call it a bucket. I heard it called a pail.
Mm-hmm. I imagine he used a pail at times.
Yes.
And on the farm, what would garbage and leftovers and things like that be put in?
I was never concerned with that when I was visiting on the farm, and that's all I ever did.
Well, of course, I was just wondering if it's a slop bucket or a slop pail.
I imagine. I've heard that.
What would your mother cook eggs in when you were a boy?
Mosquito.
She was a big fella.
Yeah.
I must have brought him from Stillwater.
frying pan.
There's a good northern term.
Is that what they use?
Yeah. Instead of skillet?
Uh-huh.
What does your wife cook them in?
Oh, we still call it a frying
pan.
Still
a frying
yeah.
pan. You ever hear that called a spider?
No.
That's a New England term that's moved west. When I was a boy, my grandmother called it a spider, and my mother called them spiders frequently.
Hmm.
This used to be a special type. It was a round one, of course, but it had short legs.
Oh.
So it looked like the insect.
I've never heard that.
But then, of course, they all became spiders. What would your mother cook potatoes in if she were going to?
Oh, in a pan.
This, what she'd put potatoes in, and then water, and then?
Yes, and salt.
Uh-huh. In the spring of the year, did you ever go out as a boy and come back with a bouquet for your mother?
Occasionally.
What would you say you were going to do?
Pick flowers.
And then some. After meals, what does your wife do?
Wash the dishes.
And then after she puts them in the soapy water, what does she do?
Rinses them.
Uh-huh. And when she washes clothes, after she soaped them well, then what does she do to
them? She wrings them out.
And wrings them, and then anything else?
Hangs them up to dry.
When you were a boy, what were your best dishes called?
Sunday dishes, I suppose.
They were called china?
No.
When I was a boy, this was china.
Is that right? Regardless of what it was.
China. Yeah, it was just china. That meant the best.
Yeah. I've heard it called that, but we call them Sunday dishes.
And when your wife washes the dishes, does she have something that she puts in the dishwater to scrub them with?
Detergent. Oh, you mean a wash rag?
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, if you have to leave here, you just go right ahead.
I'll have to find somebody. Yeah?
Let's see, when your mother made soup or something, what did she use to stir it?
Spoon.
And then when you picked flowers, what did you put them in when you got it?
A vase.
Here we go, I can't find one. Well, what would you call those things and those lights there, the things that are glowing?
Oh, a globe. I suppose some people call them a globe, is that right?
Some people call them bubs.
Oh, is that right?
Hey, bub, the light.